Personal Memories of Second World War by Kitty Francis, born 14th of March 1935. All my primary school education took place during the Second World War. There was no bombing in our area, but in the early 40s, I remember having to run home during an air raid warning. If the siren went off, we would have to crouch on the floor underneath our desks. But if the warning persisted, then we were sent home. My mother told me that I told her that just before one air raid, I told my friend who sat by me that I wished that the siren, or hooter as we called it, would go so we could run home and miss the lesson. As seven-year-olds, we did not realise the potential danger, just the pleasure of running home and missing a bit of school. Another early memory was having to wear an identity label with our name on it. At first, these were made of cardboard, but I went home so many times and mine chewed up that my mother had to buy fabric name tags. The point of having the identity labels was that if there were any bombs or anything, they could identify the bodies. In our South Wales Valley, many ways of raising money for the war effort were used. One particular scheme which I can remember quite clearly was a full-sized coffin on a cart. This was pushed around the streets and, for a penny, one could knock a nail in it. This was known locally as knocking a nail in Hitler's coffin and was very popular with the kids, and it made quite a lot of money for the war effort. We also had paper and metal salvage drives. Lots of metal rails and gates went to make Spitfires, also saucepans, etc. We collected books to be sent to the forces who were away fighting for us. When I was about 8 years old, I remember my father marking in pencil the progress of the 8th Army up through Italy on an old atlas. He used to listen to the news programmes on the radio or wireless and get the information from them. And I think that's where I got my interest in maps from. Because of the blockade of Britain in the Atlantic by the German Navy, food had to be strictly rationed. I remember that the ration of butter was restricted and we used to only have bread and butter for Sunday tea. My brother, who was in the RAF, did a brief tour of duty in Egypt, and when he came home on leave, he brought us a tin of peaches and a bottle of tomato ketchup, neither of which I could remember from before the war. That Sunday tea time we had both bread and butter and a tin of peaches, and it was lovely. I myself was brought a lovely little leather purse with Egyptian hieroglyphs on it. There was a girl in an older class than ours who had a brother in the Royal Navy, and she was taken around all the classes to show us a grapefruit and a banana. You cannot imagine how exotic those fruits looked to us, as they were impossible to obtain in Britain at that time. Snow White was very popular at the time, and I remember this rhyme which we sang to the tune of Whistle While You Work, the dwarf song. Whistle while you work, Mussolini's lost his shirt, Hitler stole it, Chamberlain wore it, whistle while you work. We thought that was hilarious. We had no television during the war, but the radio was very popular. We were very lucky in our little valley, but in the Rhondda Valley, where my grandmother lived, they had a number of stray bombs dropped. After one of these raids, during which a small street in Coombe Park was wiped out, my father took us over to see the funeral procession of 30 hearses to the burial. Even at that age, I found it very moving. One particularly sad feature of the raid was that a few evacuees who had been sent to the safety of South Wales from the big English cities were among the victims. We had a working railway station in Pontycymer at that time, and I remember going down to the station with my parents to see my brother off after one of his leave periods. It was dark, but the station was full of people, parents and friends of soldiers, sailors and airmen. As you can imagine, the station was packed with people. The windows of houses, shops, schools, etc. were crisscrossed with strips of brown paper. These would prevent the glass from shattering over people should the window be broken by blast. At the end of the war, we had street teas, as everybody celebrated. We had a skipping competition, and I won sixpence, which was a lot of money then. In August 1945, I was in Bridgend, a nearby town. I was with my mother. As we came out of Woolworths, we heard someone shouting that a big bomb had been dropped in Japan. That was the atomic bomb, and after a second was dropped a few days later, the war all over the world was won.